It's time for high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Today's game is brought to you by
Jackson Area Subway Restaurants, the Jackson YMCA, Denny's, Lumen Christi Catholic School, Al Roe Steel, American Title Company, Jackson Public Schools, Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, Jimmy's Towing, Northwest Community Schools, OmniSource, County National Bank, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Orthopedic Rehab Specialists, Able Heating and Cooling, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Advanced Fluid Technologies, Jackson Speedway, Seymour Ford, Candy's BZB Cafe, and Eiselhart Nissan.
High school football live on WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com. Now, here's GOC and Ratch.
Welcome to high school football tonight on 970 and 101.5 FM. We start the 2018 season kind of where we left off last year. We left with a state championship. Lumen Christi with an unbelievable second-half performance against Ithaca, and we're right back here with the Titans tonight. Grand Rapids West Catholic. Tom Ratchford has flown in from Tampa, Florida for tonight's tilt. Actually, Tom's been around for a while, fine-tuning his golf game. And Tom, a beautiful night for football.
Yeah, a lot of times we can't say that in early season like this, late summer, because of the weather concerns. It's usually so doggone hot you can't even stand it, and there's always a danger of thunderstorms, but not tonight. It's a very nice night for high school football, and an awful lot of anticipation here in the stadium, as you've got a pair of teams that have played each other. This will be the 10th time Lumen Christi has played West Catholic, and the schools are remarkable in the fact that they're very closely, they parallel each other real close.
They really do.
The first time we played them, I was on the field back in 1972, and they beat us to knock us off the state championship. We would have been 9-0, except we lost to them 6-0 over at Withington in the eighth game of the year, and that was before the playoffs. So then in 77, if you recall.
I do.
They got beat by Saginaw MacArthur in the semifinals, and Lumen Christi went on to beat Saginaw MacArthur, and then 2 years later in 79, it was West Catholic all the way into the finals. Jim Crowley's second state title was that night, a 21-0 win. And then they really didn't have any success in the state tournament, just like Lumen Christi really didn't for a long time. Herb Brogan, of course, won his first state title in 96 over Belding, but it was kind of a drought for West Catholic. And believe it or not, when they finally got back deep into the playoffs, who beat them in 2004 up at Grand Rapids? We were there doing the game. Titans, yep. The Titans knocked them off. That was Jeff Wojtusik's year when the Titans won the state title in 04, starting out with all those losses and then come back to win. And we remember it was just a brutally cold night. So it was around then that West Catholic finally got things going. They won a state championship a little later, and then they, of course, have won 5 in a row. No team has ever won 6 in a row.
Wow.
So they have an opportunity to win 6 in a row for the first time ever in the state. Of course, Lumen Christi with 10 state championships, 2 under the late, great Jim Crowley, and 8 under the great Herb Brogan, 2 in a row. And, we've been there for each of and every one of them.
And no Titan team has ever won 3 in a row.
That's true.
So this team has that opportunity, Raj.
Absolutely. A good team. I was at practice the other day. They're extremely – they're talented. They look good. They practice hard. You know they're going to play hard. And you just go back to – what they did to West Catholic last year, winning 27-24 on the last play of the game and that defensive stand. Just you look at yourself, how do these kids continue to do this?
And you don't get a better game than the one we saw last year.
Right. That was incredible. So, but both schools are kind of in the same boat. They graduated a lot. I know Lumen Christi quarterback Joe Barrett is going to have nervousness beyond anything that we can imagine, but there's so many veteran leadership out there with Dayton Keller and with Nick Thomas, who's a wonderful, wonderful football player. And you've got a junior, Keegan Smith, who is he played as a freshman, and he's been on the field now. This is going into his third season, and he is still just a junior. So there's plenty of kids at Lumen Christi that will be able to play. I think there's maybe only five kids with substantial starting time.
But a good core group.
Oh, yeah.
Good core group.
And think of how often they played.
Yeah, they had a lot of reps.
Yep. And every time you get deep in the playoffs like that, you're playing 14 games, so you get another half of the season with those younger kids that get called up because they pretty much bring everybody up. And that's quite an advantage.
On the pregame, we welcome Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Services, our pregame sponsor, more than just a towing company. They get you on the road again, and when you're on the road, they never sleep at Jimmy's. If you get in a problem, Jimmy's Towing and Automotive is the place to call. We'll take a break for Jimmy's, and we'll be back in 2 minutes as we roll to the kickoff here in about 5 or 6 on 970 101.5 FM.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
GOC, Tom Ranchford, Mike Reed spinning the dials tonight from Spring Arbor Road. Cloudy, overcast, very comfortable. Still a shirt sleeve crowd, but it's not really warm or muggy at all tonight, Tom.
Turned out to be very nice. The lights just came on at this beautiful stadium behind Lumen Christi. The James C. Crowley Memorial Field is dressed up. Pretty decent crowd from Grand Rapids showed up on the far sideline. There's still plenty of people that are still making their way into the complex here. A real, real nice night to play. There are some great games in the state all opening weekend, but hard to get one any better than this one. The five-time state defending champs, West Catholic Falcons of Grand Rapids, and the two-time defending state champs, the Titans of Lumen Christi, here ready to kick it off.
Cougars are coached by Joe Hyland. They have a new quarterback this year, the junior Spencer Zabro.
And he's replacing Gaetano Vallone, who was just terrific for a couple of years.
Neither one are fun to say.
Well, Joe Hyland in his third year now, he's had 2 years at the helm. He's 24-4. Herb Brogan, we're kicking off his 39th year as head coach of Lumen Christi. He is 343-80.
Kevin Salazar kicks off for Lumen. And back deep, Nick Dorado. 15-20, he's grabbed at the 23-4. Fumble late. There was a fumble late. Lumen got the ball out at the 26. They're going to blow it dead at the 24. Down for Lumen, Jack Kelly had the loose ball.
Connor Hubble, number three, made the first hit. Jack Kelly came up with it, but the run by Dorado
Tom, I don't think he was ever down, but that doesn't mean they didn't blow the whistle.
Yeah, and so West Catholic gets up to the their own 24-yard line where they'll take over first and 10.
The junior Zabro at quarterback, he's out of a gun. And they have three wideouts. They slip it to the running back who's open in the flat. Good play up out of the secondary for Lumen. Looked like Carter Reynolds was out there and then got some help from the secondary. Make the stop after three. Looked like, I think that was Dorado again. He had a lot of room out in the flat. Actually, that was Zach Patton. I'd say, whoa, big hit! Nick Thomas! In the backfield.
Zobro on a straight give, and Nick Thomas was right there, and he just wore the ball carrier from West Catholic.
What a hit by Nick Thomas. Third down and 8, West Catholic. They like to spread the field. They like to throw it around. And they have third and long. And out of the gun, Zobro. Throws it out in the field. Intercepted! Touchdown, Lumen! Carter Reynolds, the defensive end, steps in. He picks it off. He rambles about 27 yards for a Titan touchdown, third play of the game. Do you believe it? A pass in the flat, and Reynolds stepped right in beautifully, and nobody touched him, Ranch.
You can't play it any better than that, and I'm not exactly sure what Joe Williams had going there, but Carter Reynolds, number eight, stepped right, it went right into his number, and he grabbed it. A lot of times those kids have trouble with the ball, and he was able to grab that and get into the end zone. 6-0 Lumen Christi, 10:52 to go.
Wow.
In the first quarter.
A stunner here on Spring Arbor Road. Carter Reynolds, the senior, starting for the first time. Salazar, extra point. They fake it. They throw. And that is intercepted or knocked away. That was a surprise.
Joe Barrett was the holder. Kevin Salazar was the kicker, and it was a straight fake. Barrett rolled to his right, and he got belted by Jack Schichtel on the throw. No harm there if the ball gets intercepted.
You right.
can take it back in high school. So Herb with a very firm message to Barrett on whatever happened there. They'll get things straightened out. 6-0 Titans, 10:52 to go, first quarter.
But Lumen strikes on defense. I'm going to say about a 25 to 27-yard pass interception return by the defensive end, Carter Reynolds. And we have played a minute and 8 seconds. Wow. Salazar has it teed up. Nick Dorado is deep, about the 5-yard line. Good kick over Dorado's head, and it bounds into the end zone. And West Catholic will try it again. They threw a little flat pass to start their series. Looked like they would get some good yardage. Lumen made a real good defensive play, and then Nick Thomas just stoned the running back in the backfield on the second play. They tried that same pass in the flat, the other side, right to Carter Reynolds for a touchdown, uncontested and unmolested. Here's a pass out here again, dangerous. They complete it out to the 25, but Lumen was very close to getting their hands on that.
Good scrappy play there by the Titans. Eventually, Johnny Teach out, one of the players on the tackle.
Carter Reynolds, Keegan Smith, Patrick Lucas, Dayton Keller up front. Johnny Teach out, Brendan Doan, Nick Thomas are the linebackers. Four wideouts, man in motion. They flip it to the tight end. Beautiful defensive play there. Nick Thomas again for Lumen in the backfield. The outstanding linebacker and running back, Nick Thomas. And it's going to be third and about 7 again for West Catholic here in our first series. Hunter Denton out there playing defense. He was not in our starting alignment. And out of the gun. Lumen shifting all over the place. They fake, they roll, they look, they throw wide open, incomplete. Wow, out of the backfield, that was Zach Patton, wide open. He was 10 yards behind Brendan Doan, the linebacker who was trying to cover him.
Yeah, Walker Plate was the safety. I don't know who had that half of the field. It was not covered, it was wide open. Titans got
could have been a touchdown.
Yeah, Titans got a break there as Zobro overthrew his intended receiver.
So West Catholic will kick here on 4th and 7. Zobro is the kicker. High and short. And it hits 45. Great bounce for West Catholic. That rolls 17 yards down to the Lumen 38-yard line. And with 9:24, Lumen will get their first snap of the year, leading 6-0. Keegan Smith, Tommy Putman, Ian Moran, Patrick Lucas, Hunter Denton up front. Tight ends are Keller and Reynolds. Connor Hubble, a wide out. We'll see a lot of Jack Kelly. Johnny Teachout, Nick Thomas in the backfield. Thomas the tailback. And they give it to Nick. And he burrows his way, fights his way, almost to the 45-yard line.
Pretty good run right there by Nick Thomas, because it looked like he was going to maybe even get thrown for a loss of a yard, but he kept driving his legs. Ended up getting five.
Right on the rear end of Hunter Denton there, the big right tackle.
Titans are pretty good-sized kids up front. Keegan Smith, Hunter Denton are really good-sized players. Tommy Putman's a big kid. And Nick Thomas is one tough football player. And Dayton Keller's in the backfield.
Joe Barrett, the quarterback, slips it off to Keller. Not much there. He's still fighting. Keller breaks. They lost him. And they blew the play dead. Goodness. Wow. They still haven't tackled him.
Yeah, Herb didn't say a word to the official, so the whistle evidently had blown, but... Wow.
Well, he did say something because I saw the official waving him off. But third down in a, let's say two for the Titans. Everybody in tight. Barrett on a long count goes to Thomas. He does not come close to a first down on third and two.
A power trap inside, the right guard pulled back to the left. Nothing real fancy, just trying to go behind that good, decent-sized veteran offensive line.
Fourth and a yard, Lumen's going to kick.
Yeah, they're just right about at midfield. They're at their own 46, 47-yard line.
West Catholic just dared them to do something but run off the tackle. They had eight guys in the box, and Lumen ran right into eight defenders.
Logan Thomas back to catch this for West Catholic. And Dayton Keller, the punter for the Titans.
Low kick. Bounces around. Wow, nice catch back there. The return out over the 25 to the 27-yard line.
Excellent tackle by Jack Kelly, the junior flanker. Made a beautiful unassisted tackle there on Logan Thomas. You know, he had a head of steam going. If he breaks that, he could have got... quite a bit of yardage. So 6-0 Lumen Christi, 7:16 to go, first quarter. West Catholic back with the ball.
28-yard line, West Catholic territory. Zobro, the quarterback, out of the gun, drops back, looks, fires, and that is incomplete off the hands of the intended receiver. Jack Schnichtel.
Schnichtel, again, both hands on the ball, has to catch that. That would have been bad situation for Lumen Christi as he was absolutely wide open. You may remember Schnichtel. Close to winning that.
Yeah, that should have been caught. Second and 10. Throw it out there in the flat. Good defensive play by Lumen. They got maybe a yard.
Logan Thomas again on the catch. Not much room. Bobby Willis made the tackle.
Tyron Kane, number one, out there really made a nice play. Third and about eight. They gave him two. The ball's at the 30. Zobro back there. Man in motion, and fake, and a whistle. And that's going to be a five spot against West Catholic. Titans lead 6-0, pass interception by Carter Reynolds, who went about 25 or so yards for almost an uncontested touchdown. Titans' first offensive series fizzled. And third and about 13 here for West Catholic. See if they get any pressure on Zobro. He's back to throw. Oh, Reynolds was grabbed and sacked back at the 15. Goodness. How don't you throw a flag on that? Reynolds was literally tackled. He got into the backfield, forced Zobro out of the pocket, and eventually he went down.
Keegan Smith on the tackle, number 73.
Zobro is back to kick. He's at the 2-yard line. Oh. And that kick was almost blocked. It's going out of bounds up at about the 43-yard line. A great field position here for Lumen. A good pressure by Lumen on that initial defensive series and this one as well. Lumen very conservative that first series. They just ran three plays up the middle and got about 9 yards. And they have two tight ends, everybody in tight, and a whistle. Offside, West Catholic lines up offside. Well, a couple big errors here early for Joe Highlands Club. And Lumen has a first and five. Again, Joe Barrett is a backup quarterback. Not many snaps, though, last year, Tom.
Certainly, he got a lot of snaps, but none in a pressure situation.
Right. Barrett keeps it, and he is drubbed behind the line of scrimmage. That faked out nobody. West Catholic's got nine in the box.
Right.
Going to be tough to just run off tackle.
Joe has a wonderful arm. It's he's going to have to grow into the position, and you've essentially got a couple of weeks in which to do that. But he can throw.
Well, we might see that here. Second and nine. From first and five to second and nine for the Titans. Motion is Kyrie Johnson. He's got the ball, slips a tackle, cuts back at the 35. He's got a first down. Nice run by Johnson, who is set up as a wingback. That should be enough for a first down at the 32.
Remember, Johnson last year played a little quarterback at Jackson High. They split time with him, a little bit of running back. He transferred, moved over here, and they've got him as a defensive back and as a, I don't know what they're calling it.
Kind of a slot back.
Yeah, flanker.
He's in motion. Up the middle, Johnny Teachout. He has 4 or 5 yards. He's down close to the 27.
You know, he's a tough player. He had a couple of good runs a year ago also, and he's a good defensive player.
4:50 to go fast first quarter, 6-0 Lumen. 970, 101.5 FM for Subway, Jackson YMCA. Elrose Steel, Denny's Restaurant, breakfast all the time at Denny's. Second five. Johnson outside, turns it. 20, cut back, 15. Kyrie Johnson gives you that little burst of speed, Tom, to get outside.
Little blocking off that right edge, and once they sent him in motion, got him the ball, and once he broke past the tight end out there, Dayton Keller, he was able to get a good block from Keller and get great yardage, balls all the way down to the West Catholic 15.
Yeah, West Catholic really jammed, has their defense jammed, really their front eight in the box, and they are tight. Here's Nick Thomas. He's hit hard. Number one, Mitchell Doyle came up. He laid some lumber on Nick Thomas. 14-yard line will give Thomas a yard. Second and nine. Barrett goes over, gets the play from Herb Brogan. And Sean Brogan calling him up here. The press box somewhere. Second and nine. Barrett rolls, looks, throws, caught. 10, 5, and touchdown, Lumen. Nick Johnson broke a tackle at the 2-yard line. Looked like they grabbed his face mask violently. I don't know how all the officials could get screened out on that. But no flag, but they'll take the touchdown. Nice catch by Nick Thomas. That wasn't a very well-thrown ball by Barrett. He caught it at his shoe tops, was able to upright himself at the 10, and broke a couple tackles into the end zone.
So is that the first completed pass of the season for senior quarterback Joe Barrett, and it ends up being a 15-yard touchdown pass to Nick Thomas. 12-0 Titans, and they're going to go for two.
They pitch it to Nick Thomas. He looks. He throws. It's gone for two. Nick Thomas makes something out of nothing.
Yeah, that was about as broken play as you'll ever get. It looked like Thomas was going to run off right flank. He stopped to go and throw, and there was nobody there. And Carter Reynolds, who has already scored one touchdown in the game, breaks back to the left. And as Nick Thomas rolled to the left, he was able to hit Carter Reynolds, who was, by the way, covered. There was a West Catholic kid right there, and he wrestled it away from him for the two-point conversion. So with 3:13 to go in the first quarter, it is Lumen Christi 14 and West Catholic nothing.
14-0 with 3:13 to go here in the first quarter on 970 101.5 FM. Nick Thomas came off the field there after he threw that pass. He was in a little distress, Tom. A
little bit. I can't see him.
That play before that, they really grabbed his, looked like they grabbed his face mask, and I mean, it was a violent grab of the mask. Nothing called. Here's Salazar. Bangs it down the middle. It rolls into the end zone.
Well, that's a great weapon. Anytime you can do that and keep West Catholic from getting any kind of return yardage, I'll take that any day of the week. Put them on the 20 and start them from there.
14-0, Lumen Christi. Ball really bouncing the Titans' way here early. And here come the Cougars. 25-yard line first down. Oh! Fumble! Lumen's got it, I believe. Big hit by Dayton Keller on the quarterback. Falcons, Cougars, same damn thing. Come on. Falcons turn it over. Damn, 12-yard line for Lumen. And when it rains, it pours here for the old Falcon. Smith, Putman, Moran, Lucas Denton up front. Johnson in motion. Teach out up the middle. He drives down inside the 5-yard line to the 4. He has 9 yards on first down. And Lumen set to score again and turn this first quarter into a laugher. West Catholic in shock right now after two big turnovers here early. Second, we'll call it 2. The ball's at the 4. Ian Moran out over the football. Here's Big Keller. Touchdown, Lumen Christi. 4 yards for Dayton Keller. The tight end into the backfield at about, I don't know, 250, Tom, 260?
He is big and he's tough, and that's a pretty nice weapon that you've got other linemen that can block in front of him too, but boy, that's an awful tough task to tackle him with just 4 yards to go. So at 2:23 to go in the first quarter, it's Lumen Christi 20 and West Catholic nothing.
Unbelievable. Salazar out for the extra point. Whoever dreamed this, 20-0. Here's the kick by Salazar, and that is good. 21-0, Lumen. Let's take a quick break. 30 break. We're right back on 970, 101.5 FM.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Wow. What a start to the season here for Lumen Christi. They are up 21-0 on one of the top programs in Michigan with 2:23 to go in the quarter. Here's that driving low kick. This will be run back from the 10, 15, 20. Lot of room and a touchdown saving tackle from behind by Jack Kelly.
He's had a couple of them already this evening. I think he's got three tackles. Jack Kelly, the junior flanker.
Boy, great play by Kelly. Came from behind and tackled Logan Thomas, who is long gone there. 47-yard line. So West Catholic gets some good field position here. Zobro threw the pick for a touchdown, and then he got absolutely...
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
21-0 here at Lumen Christi as we start the second. We welcome Jimmy's Towing and Automotive. They're with us this year on the pregame. Denny's Restaurant at halftime. We'll have a special guest tonight at halftime for Denny's. Breakfast all the time, and Subway Sub Shops. Bob Richardson and the crew on the postgame show with our Subway Sub Shop player of the game. Fourth down, West Catholic. Might be the play of the game for them here. As Zobro sends a man in motion, they look and throw, and it's caught for nothing. What a play by Jack Kelly.
Nick Dorado caught the ball, and Jack Kelly was right on him and threw him for a loss. Unbelievable game so far for junior Jack Kelly.
You figure out that play call, Tom?
Well, Tony Panici and Joe Williams and the kids did, because
wow.
Every time Zobro goes to throw, it seems like the Titans are right there. And then the couple of times that they had kids wide open, they only actually connected on them once.
What a play by Kelly. They just threw it in the flat again, and Kelly was just all over the intended receiver. Pitch to Thomas. Turns the corner, cuts inside, and nicks over the 40. 41-yard line. He is dangerous, Nick Thomas. He has that combination, Tom. Pretty good speed, but...
And he's a tough, tough, tough kid. So Keller's out. He, you know, goes both ways. A lot of times Lumen Christi doesn't do that, but they, lately they've been forced to do so. So Keller's out, and I didn't see who replaced him. Carter Reynolds is at one tight end.
Somebody jumped in the middle.
Hubble was wide to the right, and Ryan Painter was wide to the left.
It's like Tommy Putnam move there in the middle.
Another junior, number 70.
First and 15. 21-0 Lumen. We are just starting the second here on 970, 101.5 FM. Around the world, WKHM.com. Johnny Teachout has about 4 yards up to the 40.
So Keegan Smith lost his helmet on that play. He's going to have to come out. They're going to have to slide another tackle in. He's replaced real quick by Patrick Lucas.
He's a growing young man. He's a junior.
In the program, Keegan Smith is listed as 77, but he's got my old number on.
73. Second 11. Keller in motion. Flip it out to Johnson. Nice little cut back, and he gets out to the 47-yard line. We'll give Lumen a shot here, third and about four. Tom out of town.
Over at Jackson High, Michael Kretzinger with a two-yard run. The two-point conversion was no good. So with 2:04 left in the first quarter, it is Jackson High 6 and Ypsilanti nothing. And those would be the Grizzlies of Ypsi, as Jackson is now into the SEC White opening night of the league. All eight league schools play each other tonight. So opening night of the SEC White, Jackson High's new league after 30-something years in the CAAC.
Third down, about four. Ooh, looked like West Catholic jumped very close to going offside. Titans tried to draw him off. Lumen will take a timeout. Let's take a break here. 30-second break, and we're right back. Lumen 21, West Catholic nothing on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Lumen will have a third down, about four. They're at the 40, their own 47-yard line. Tell you, that was very close. West Catholic, the nose man moved, and it looked like he might have jumped offside. But no flag, and now Lumen will try to pick it up. Ian Moran out over the football. On third, Barrett rolls and looks. Caught, first down, Dayton Keller. Keller slams the D-back. He breaks a tackle. Look at Keller. Oh, he's a man. That D-back, he just picked him off the ground and slammed him down and then ran over a couple other defenders.
Yeah, Mitchell Doyle, number one, was no contest for Dayton Keller. He's a big kid. Titans don't put height and weights on their roster. Neither does West Catholic, but he's a big imposing figure. Nice pass by Joe Barrett in the right flat.
Real nice.
Keller caught it with both hands and got upfield. And just on extra effort alone by him, he got another 15, 16
wow.
yards.
First down, 34-yard line. They pitch to Johnson. Looks for a block. Turns the corner. 30, 25. He's still in bounds. And he's down to the 20.
Now, that was a good football run by Kyer Johnson as he got hit pretty well, kept his feet, looked back upfield. And now they're down to the Titans are down to the West Catholic 20.
We have a West Catholic player down and hurt way back here at the 35-yard line. But we have an injury timeout. Let's take a break for 1 minute. Lumen driving and leading 21-0 on WKHM, WKHM.com around the world.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Zaire Johnson, a great run down to the 20-yard line. The injured player was Jake Peace. They had to help him off the field. Big defensive tackle. Here's Thomas all the way. Touchdown. 21 yards for Nick Thomas. And a Titan touchdown.
Patrick Lucas, the right guard, pulled back to the left and just belted that force man. Nick Thomas, that's all he needed, stepped up inside of him, pretty much untouched. 20 yards for the score. And with 8:53 to go in the second quarter, it is Lumen Christi 27 and West Catholic nothing.
Salazar out for the extra point. Wow. Kevin Salazar, the junior. Barrett's the holder. Jerva, the snapper, good kick. Up and good. Call Mick McCabe. It's 28-0. Wow. Action brought to you in part by Eiselhart Nissan, Candy's Busy Bee Cafe, Jackson Speedway, Advanced Fluid Technologies, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Seymour Ford, Able Heating and Cooling, Orthopedic Rehab Specialist. West Catholic is, Tom, they've got to be in shock?
I would think so. They
nobody touched Nick Thomas. That was a straight pitch around left tackle.
And the force man was on. I know the force man thought, all right, he got all happy because he didn't get blocked by the tight end. And then in came Lucas pulling and just wiped him out. And Nick Thomas stepped right up inside of him and cut it upfield real quick to the south end zone here at Lumen Christie's beautiful Jim Crowley Memorial Field. And next thing you know, pretty early here in the second quarter, it's 28-0, and West Catholic's not even coming out onto the field yet.
Wow.
To receive the whistle's blowing, and they're still in the huddle.
They start the bus or what?
I also suspect this is something like happened here 2 years ago when West Catholic did this to Lumen Christie. Oh, they did call a timeout. That's why we're waiting. But I remember 2 years ago, we didn't even come here. We were at Jackson High doing their opener, and the press box wasn't built yet. It was a situation where it just worked better for us to be there. But the Titans got mopped up and down the field.
Yeah, it was 33-13 or something.
And it really wasn't even that close, to be honest. And it happens. What happened? Lumen Christie put things together, lost that one game to Harper Creek on a close call, and then ends up winning the state championship. So it can be done.
Oh, sure.
And you can't just, you know, you can't look at this being 28-0 and say, yeah, well, you know, they're not going to be any good, because they're good.
Yeah, there's talent there.
And
but they've just been throttled here, Tom.
Yeah, and, boy, look at the ways an interception. Think of what Lumen Christie did, an interception with about a minute and 10 seconds into the game, and then they had a fumble recovery and a score. And, you know, Dayton Keller with the that nice run just up the middle off the short field, I think that was after the fumble. And then Nick Thomas on that one on a pretty good drive. But
Thomas really made a sensational catch on that flat pass for the 15-yard touchdown.
Right. And then Dayton Keller had that very great run up here on the sideline to set that run up by Thomas.
Salazar low kick. And that trickles, and goes out of bounds. And 35-yard line for West Catholic.
First and 10 from the 35-yard line for West Catholic.
Titans up 28-0. You can't make it up. Five-time Division V state champion. And there's not a lot of pep in their step right now. They have a first down at their own 35. Spencer Zobro hands it off. There's a lot of running room there. Straight handoff to Matt Bilski. And he's looks like he has a first down at the 45-yard line. Gaping hole there. Jack Kelly comes out. Brendan Doan in. So they add a linebacker, take out a D-back. And they run the other way, and right up the middle, Bilski may go for a touchdown, 30-20, dragged down at the 12-yard line. Matt Bilski.
Tackled by Tyron Kane, but not until he got a great gain and way inside the scoring territory as he got him all the way down to the 13-yard line of the Titans.
Two straight dives right up the middle, and, I mean, nobody touched Bilski until he had about 40 yards. they got a lot of pride. They don't really care for what's happened here.
You knew that was going to. And there's also the human nature where you're a little bit of a let up for the Titans.
Sure. Not this time. Hitting the backfield. Brendan Doan got in the backfield and made the play defensively. Mitchell Ginn was out there. He's now out of there, and Hunter Denton back in. Second and nine. And this handoff, couple yards down to about the 10.
Just a couple of yards. By the way, you mentioned Mick McCabe. He did respond to my tweet. He knows that it's 28 to nothing here. The very fine veteran sports writer of the Free Press, retired, but comes back.
He's moonlighting.
To kind of put that.
To save that place.
Yeah. That's tough business.
Third about seven from the 10-yard line. Bilski in the backfield. Zobro hands to Bilski. Got outside, and he's got a first down.
Bilski's a good running back, and he's a he's listed actually as an offensive lineman, a linebacker, and a running back. Now, you don't see many kids that are offensive linemen and running backs. He's a captain for the Falcons of West Catholic, and he is a senior.
Well, they marked him at the four, so they might have to bring the chain in. Very close. Well, it's going to be fourth. Fourth and about a half yard. Fourth down and a half yard from just inside the 4-yard line. Six and a half to go, first half. Lumen up 28-0. West Catholic trying to get on the board. Zobro hands it off, and they should have a half yard. Let's see. Ball's at the 3. That's got to be a first down. Barely got the first, probably by a half yard. So goal to go, West Catholic from the 3. And they've made some hay here on the ground. They threw the ball the entire first half, but they found some success on the ground here with big Matt Bilski, who was a linebacker in the backfield. And he'll probably get it again. They fake it to him and throw, and that is incomplete. Great coverage by Kane.
Yes, sir. That bounced away. Titans buckling down here.
Tyron Kane out there. Outstanding coverage in the end zone. He was right in that intended receiver's hip pocket. That stops the clock from the 3-second and goal. Really surprised they tried that after running successfully with Bilski.
So Schichtel way out to the right for West Catholic. Dorado to the left along with Zach Payton.
Zobro hands to Bilski. And he's drilled. He got nothing. He probably lost a yard. And he did, back to the 4-yard line.
You know, down there, they're probably much better off just going straight ahead. That was one of those slant plays where...
Well, it was almost a draw, Tom.
Yeah, and he's, you know, he didn't get a full head of steam. I'd like to see Bilski with a full head of steam, something like the Titans do with Dayton Keller. That would be awful tough to stop.
This is do or die here for West Catholic. They cannot let this opportunity pass. Third down from the 3. Clock runs, 4:45 left. Here in the first half, 28-0 Lumen. Third play of the game, Carter Reynolds, the defensive end, picked off a pass, went 25 yards. Now West Catholic takes a timeout. Let's take a quick break here. One of our fine sponsors. We'll be back in 30, 970 and 101.5 FM.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
And great to have Bill Bollinger and the Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning crew with us again. I have an Ajax story for you, Tom, later in the program that I think you'll enjoy. 3-yard line. Third and goal, West Catholic. No running back with Zobro. Man in motion. They flip it to him. Looks like he wants to throw. They're going to knock him out of bounds at the 5-yard line. Fourth down coming up for West Catholic. Lumen stretched that play out beautifully.
Walker Plate and Tyron Kane, the safety and corner on that side, did a pretty good job. Dayton Keller's over there too.
Boy, Kane's had a great debut here for Lumen on defense. Almost the 6-yard line. Fourth down and goal, West Catholic. Four and a half to go till halftime. Beautiful night here at Lumen Christi. Out of the gun. They hand it off. And driving. Touchdown. Bilski got it into the end zone. Gutty call by West Catholic. Just a slant off right tackle. Lumen had some people there, but Bilski is tough to bring down.
Yeah,
Tom.
I think it was the same play they ran about three plays ago, and he is tough, and he's good. He's a senior leader and a captain, and he just got the nose of the ball over the goal line. A 6-yard run for senior captain Matt Bilski, and with 4:27 to go in the second quarter, it's Lumen Christi 28, West Catholic 6.
Extra point, no good. Wow, they missed it.
Chris Curry on the kick just kind of went up in the air. I don't know if
it was almost blocked, but I don't think it was blocked. 28-6. Quick break, 30 break, and we're right back on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
West Catholic will kick off to Lumen with Nick Van Vliet. And we have just enough time for Lumen to march down the field, Tom, and put one in.
They could score twice.
Score twice. Little kick into a dead area picked up by the Titans. For Lumen, Brock Fitzpatrick. Wiggled his way up to about the 27. Joe Barrett out at quarterback. Lumen sends Connor Hubble. Hand to Johnson. He's dragged down hard right at the line of scrimmage. Schichtel. Give Johnson maybe a yard, maybe not. Tom?
Over at Withington Stadium, Ipsy has come back and scored. So with 4:50 to go in the second quarter, it's Jackson High and Ipsy tied at 6.
Barrett gets the play from Herb Brogan, who gets the play from Sean Brogan. And second and 10. Slip it up the middle. Pretty decent little run for about 5 yards. Johnny Teach out, the fullback. Hit hard by 55. We don't have one. Our media guy. Third and about 5 here for Luma. Ball's at the 32.
First third and long they've had, isn't it?
Probably.
We got to go back and think. It's been an hour.
Yeah. Two tights, power eye in the backfield. Play action fake. Lob it out here. Not a good throw at all. That time by Barrett. He missed Keller by a mile. And there was some pressure that got in the backfield from the outside. So I think Barrett thought he had to get rid of it maybe a little sooner, Tom.
Yeah, quite a bit of pressure now as Dayton Keller is going to punt, I believe, for the second time this evening.
And West Catholic can get back in the game.
And Logan Thomas back to catch this kick.
Keller, high snap. Good job there. Kicks it, and that'll be a roughing the kicker and a first down for Lumen.
That was
and that's a fit. That's 15.
Yeah, that was Colin Jewell from West Catholic. Dayton Keller had kicked, and his leg was definitely in the air when Jewell hit him.
Yeah, he hit Keller and did not get a piece of the ball.
It was that's a penalty, but it's really I don't believe it was an intentional play by him. I think he was just kind of caught up. It's definitely a penalty, but it wasn't. I don't want to say it was a flagrant, blatant.
How could that be a 5-yard penalty?
Probably because of what I was just surmising. I don't think he was intentionally. I think it was just the fact that he was there. He had extended himself also, but he definitely hit punter Dayton Keller's leg while
Herb's
it was
out
still
there right
in the
now.
Air.
That was a dangerous play. The kicker had one leg up in the air. That's crazy. That's got to be 15.
Well, you'll be able to talk to the officials.
We will do that.
No, not the officials. You'll be able to
the
talk
head
to
of
the,
officials.
The head.
At halftime.
Brent Rice
will be with us.
Concord grad is now the new director of officiating for the MHSAA.
So will it be fourth down or first down? I think Herb will go for this. It's fourth down and about an inch.
I would think you could get... and I've thought that, too, if things occurred where they would have trouble with kicking PATs, that you've got to be able to get 3 yards 9 out of 10 times behind Dayton Keller and Keegan Smith and Tommy Putman and Nick Thomas running the ball and doing the things that they can do.
So... fourth down and an inch. And that's an easy first down for Keller. He burrows his way out to about the 43-yard line.
So 2:36 to go in the first half. Lumen Christie gets another first down back at their own. They're going to place the ball at their own 38. So Titans lead 28-6. And how about this evening? We're watching the sunset from behind us, and it was along those trees on the eastern side of this beautiful stadium.
Nice, cool evening.
What a great setting they have
out
here.
Beautiful, beautiful. So Lumen got a first down. They give it to Nick Thomas. Thomas outside, 45-50, 45-40, 35-30. All the way, touchdown. We have a flag. Nick Thomas, wow.
62 yards, nothing fancy, just off left tackle, and it was a power off tackle, and he got a nice run, but that flag is going to bring everything back.
Wow. What a run by Thomas. 8 o'clock, WKHM, Jackson. What a run by Thomas.
First penalty of the game.
So they had a penalty earlier.
Against Lumen?
Yeah. Motion penalty.
First holding penalty.
First holding.
Hey, out of town, Greg, a big game. Pawama Westphalia is playing Ithaca. With 6:31 to go in the first quarter, it's Pawama Westphalia 14, Ithaca nothing.
Well, that's about a 75-yard penalty on Lumen. And they take it back to the 30. First holding call of the night came at an inopportune moment. And Lumen has a first and about 20. Fake to Thomas. Barrett on a keep out. Breaks a tackle. 40. 45 runs out of bounds. Good run by Barrett. 18 yards.
Outstanding run. They ran the same flash fake inside to Nick Thomas to the left, and then Joe Barrett put it on his right hip, almost like a bootleg, and got himself a very nice run just short of the first down marker. So they're going to spot the ball at the Titan 47.
Nifty run by Barrett. There was a defender there that he's stepped around or stepped through.
Yeah, there were three men there that could have made the, could have closed on him, and he basically beat two of them.
Lumen jumps again on the line. So penalties biting here. Lumen here before the end of the first half of 1:40 to go.
Aren't you glad you're here instead of at Buccaneer Stadium, Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, watching the Lions? A rain and lightning delay.
Oh, great.
Kickoff is now 8:59. I live about 20 miles from that stadium, and there's a reason I'm here in the summer and not in Tampa.
A little muggy down there tonight.
Oh, baby. I don't, you know, all the high schools have started too. I don't know how they play in that heat.
West Catholic takes a timeout. We'll take a break. 60 seconds. We're back on 970 101.5 FM.
Want to join the Jackson YMCA? Now's the time. Take advantage of the joint fee special running September 4th through November 10th. All joint fees will be $10. That's a savings of up to $90. What comes with your Jackson YMCA membership? You get access to both Y locations. Free childcare while you work out downtown. Free featured group exercise classes. Access to participating Ys nationwide. With a Y membership, there is no annual contract. So give the Y a try. Call 782-0537 or stop by either branch to sign up today.
Have you ever met one of the Jimmies from Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service? You know, the men and women who never sleep when you're on the road? The Jimmies at Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service take pride in providing you with fast, prompt, and personal service when you need them the most. Plus, the Jimmies at Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service don't just tow wherever you need to go. They'll get your vehicle back on the road with their incredible automotive service department. Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service. More than a towing company.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Usually these August games, it's about 95 degrees. This is
perfect.
Beautiful.
Now, next week.
Yeah. Here's Barrett in trouble. He's going to be sacked. That's going to bring up third very long. As the clock runs with 1:20. I think Herb's going to let this clock probably run down as far as he can and take a time. third and 11. Johnson, what a cut. Johnson got close to a first down by a yard.
Pretty nifty little run by Kyer Johnson. He was just a little jitterbug, and he was able to get up to the 48. Actually, he is shifty, and they don't get a good shot on him.
Yeah. They're going to measure. It looked like he was a little short, but we'll see.
He's got it spotted just
right on the line.
Yeah, the nose of the ball is definitely on that 48.
Yeah, they
screen.
Might have it. But we're down to 34 seconds. I don't think much is going to happen here.
48521, report to the press box to receive your prize.
And they need about a foot, maybe. Probably less than that. With 34 seconds. They wind the clock here, Tom?
Yes. He's going to put it in play and wind it. Put it in play and wind it.
On fourth down. Lumen might just take the five. It's fourth down and an inch. Just run the thing. They'll let her run down to 13 seconds, and now they'll kick. I would presume.
Yeah, then Luma Christie did take the timeout. Titans lead 28-6 over West Catholic.
They're just trying to melt the clock out here.
Yeah, 13 seconds to go in the first half. And, you know, things like that that you can do under pressure, if you can do this, you know, they got up to the line of scrimmage and didn't jump offensively, which is huge. You got to work. You can't work on it in practice. I mean, you can do it all the time, but still things occur. So all of these, I file that under the category of experience.
So Lumen took the time there, and with 13 seconds till halftime, be here at the half for Denny's. Breakfast all the time at Denny's. Denny's with us tomorrow, along with Polly's Country Markets. All the scores, 8 o'clock. Now, it looks like Lumen is not going to kick. They're going to run for it. You're on fourth and an inch, and there's a first down.
Pretty safe. Even if they would have given him the ball back, it had been at midfield. You don't risk the snap on the punt. Both of his punts, by the way, were low.
Now, Lumen's going to run a play here before the clock runs out, or they're going to spike it. They spike it with five. Clock operator was a little slow there. Should have been six. Oh. Don't hit me. Just kidding. Ball's right at the 50. Oh, I knew it wasn't you. The game would be over. So Lumen wants to run a play here. Kind of surprising, Tom?
No, why not? Why not? Give yourself a chance to work on something. They can break one. Bobby Willis wide to the right with Kyer Johnson, and it looks like Keller wide to the left.
Barrett throws it long, and that is Keller out there. Incomplete. Had his hands on it. That wasn't going to go anywhere, but
it was worth a try.
Nice attempt. So at halftime, Lumen Christie led 28-0. Late touchdown here with about 4 minutes to go by West Catholic. Gives them a little bit of life as they head into the locker room. They miss the extra point inexplicably. And the Titans lead 28-6 at halftime. And we line you up for Denny's here at halftime. Let's hear from Denny's, and we'll be back in about 3 minutes on 970 and 101.5 FM.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Welcome back, 970, 101.5 FM. We're at the half here at Lumen Christi, and the Titans jumped out early and often and lead 28-6 over probably a stunned Grand Rapids West Catholic Falcon team. Hey, we're delighted to have the new director of officials for the Michigan High School Athletic Association, Brent Rice, is in the press box. What are you doing, Brent?
Oh, I'm here to watch a good football game. I'm excited about it. We're just down here representing the Michigan High School Athletic Association and seeing week one of football.
So what are you looking for specifically out here?
Well, primarily my responsibility is with the officials, and so I'm watching them, obviously, but I'm really here as a fan just to watch good football.
Well, I got a question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
On that kick.
Yeah.
On the why they called that a 5-yard penalty, I was confused because it looked to me like the kicker had his leg in the air and was hit.
Sure. So when we're talking about punting and trying to determine, first of all, depending on whether it's running into or roughing, they look at the severity of it. They look at whether or not he's the angle that the defender's taken. But also one of the things they're looking for is whether the punter is actually in the kicking position and when he does that. If he starts to kind of move in a direction, the defender has a right to go after him. And so the referee is looking there to see how much time he really had to hold up, whether he did or not, and then the severity of it determines roughing or running into.
That's a tough call, isn't it?
It is. It's one of the toughest ones in football because it's a judgment decision, obviously, and you got to take a lot into play.
Well, no secret, the state needs officials.
Absolutely.
In every sport.
Yes. Yeah, we're down, but it's not something that we're unused to. Recruiting and retention are always something that the MHSAA is a challenge for us. One of the biggest issues with recruitment is the economy. When the economy seems to be good, our registered officials goes down because they don't need that little extra side money. So that's one of the challenges. There's a few others, but that's certainly our priority is recruiting and then retaining the officials that we have.
Biggest area, what? Not getting enough young kids into it?
You know, that seems to be a big issue, yeah. 20, 30 years ago, there were a lot of people getting in their late teens and right out of the college years. This year, or this time of our existence, we're averaging like in the mid-30s for people getting in, and our average age right now is 52.
Wow.
As an official. So we're going to lose a whole generation here pretty soon, and we need to fill it quickly.
Well, how do people get into it?
You know, obviously go to our website, MHSAA.com. That's the easiest way to get on there, register as an official, register for two sports. We'd love to have that as well. It is a great way to stay in shape, to kind of stay active. Of course, stay in the game that we love. But also it's a good way to what I call vacation money. It just kind of goes in the pocket, helps the kids, goes in the college fund, those types of things.
So you're a Concord guy.
I am, yeah. I actually started in Jackson. I grew up right next door to Jackson High, and then we moved out to Pulaski in Concord School Districts where in middle school, and I graduated there in 2000.
Well, Jack Roberts, obviously stepping aside, can you talk about the changes up there?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Jack had a long career with the MHSAA, left us in really good hands, though. Mark Yule, who was formerly in my position, has taken over as the executive director. I have big shoes to fill. He's a terrific boss. He's a terrific officials guy, and so he's got a lot of help just down the hall.
What's his mission?
Well,
just keep it rolling?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, there's a lot of things on the forefront that we're going to be challenges for high school sports across. The biggest one, of course, is keeping our players safe and the welfare of our student athletes. And so we're always looking for ways National Federation, Michigan High School Athletic Association, making sure we can keep them safe. That's our main priority.
How about the numbers? Okay.
Yeah, our numbers aren't dwindling. In fact, we have some sports that are taking off. As you may know, lacrosse is taking off in the state of Michigan. That actually poses a problem for officials because we had a whole generation or two people, a generation of people that never saw the sport of lacrosse, and now it's booming, and so we're trying to fill that void as well. But lacrosse is taking off. Sports like competitive cheer, gymnastics, those are really taking off. Sports that we don't really consider or you don't often think of as under the MHSA umbrella.
I think under Jack, too, they were very progressive in this concussion issue.
Yeah, and we have to. We wanted to take a lead. We wanted to be out there because, again, the safety of the players has to be paramount. And so we really took stands on rules that look to protect them, making sure that we have the players out there, because if we don't have the players and we start losing them in sports like football, we're going to lose football.
Now, are you rating these officials tonight?
I won't tonight. No, okay. Tonight I'm just out here watching them. I just wanted to kind of – I went in and met them before the game and gave them a little pep talk and told them to just go out and work hard, and I'm here to watch them and maybe take them out for a Coney at somewhere in Jackson tonight.
Well, Brent, great to have you back in town.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm excited to be here.
Good luck. Like you said, big shoes to fill.
Absolutely. He's a tremendous – he did a lot of work for us in the officiating department, and he's going to take us to new heights with the MHSAA.
So if you got a whistle, call Brent. And
absolutely. Remember this.
Put you to work.
Yeah, without officials, it's only practice. Got to remember
Brent.
That.
Appreciate it. Let's take a break for Denny's. Breakfast all the time at Denny's. We're back. We're at the half. It's Lumen 28. Grand Rapids West Catholic 6 on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
And welcome back to Lumen Christie. Beautiful Friday night here, big crowd. And most of them are pretty delighted with this first half. Titans up 28-6, and we're a couple minutes away from the start of the second half. Putting together some halftime scores here for Denny's. Breakfast all the time, great burgers at Denny's, and they are open around the clock, 24 hours a day, 365, and I wish I was there right now. Tom, what do you got?
Well, we can always stop. Can always make the stop over there.
We can. We're not far away.
Just got to count the calories.
Yeah.
Hey, over at Withington Stadium tonight, Ipsy just scored near the end of the first half on about a 93-yard touchdown pass after Jackson fumbled. Jackson was going to score. They fumbled. Ipsy gets the ball back, score on a 93-yarder. Long story short, it's halftime, and Ipsy leads Jackson High by the score of 14-6. Also in the SEC, White, which has now got our attention, rather than checking the East Lansing and Grand Ledge and all those scores, we'll direct our attention to the SEC White. Next week's opponent for Jackson High are the Maples of Adrian. They're having a tough time right now as Ypsilanti Lincoln leads Adrian 21-0 at the half. Another halftime score in the SEC White, Chelsea leads Dexter 20-6. And nothing in on the Pinckney-Tecumseh game. In the Interstate 8, Northwest has come out gangbusters with a 20-0 lead over Eaton Rapids. So Northwest 20-0 over Eaton Rapids, and Marshall leads Freeland 13-7. Nothing in on Harper Creek against Benton Harbor or Coldwater Hazlett. And I haven't seen anything yet on Western against Lansing Eastern. Of course, Lumen Christie next week plays Western at Western on Thursday night, and we will be there on 970. In the Cascades Conference, Grass Lake leads Stockbridge in a non-league game, 34-12. Adrian Madison is thumping East Jackson, 21-6. And good start for the career of Tim Fielder over at Clinton as Clinton leads Manchester 34-6. Outstate, it's Pewamo Westphalia 21, Ithaca nothing. Ithaca has not lost a regular season game in many, 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 many years. I think they've only had two losses in the past 7 or 8 years, and they were in the state finals last year to Lumen Christi and maybe to Monroe Catholic or somebody. So they very, very seldom lose.
Yeah, Lumen and Monroe Catholic, that's it.
Yeah. Like 9 years.
Yeah.
So that's in danger right now. Pewamo Westphalia 21, Ithaca nothing. At halftime up north, Gaylord leads Lansing Sexton 14-7. Clare and Beale City are tied at 14. That's a couple of pretty good football schools. A real good game over in Detroit area where Muskegon leads Warren D. LaSalle 20-7. And actually, that's at Hackley Stadium in Muskegon tonight. So Muskegon 20, Warren D. LaSalle 7. Traverse City St. Francis leads Marquette 21-3. Farmington Harrison leads North Farmington by the score of 41-0. And our score here, Lumen Christi leads Grand Rapids West Catholic by the score of 28-6. Very impressive.
Just about everything went right, but you got to make your own breaks too.
Yeah. You think about it. You know, when this game started, West Catholic had the ball and what, a minute and
5 seconds.
Yeah, a minute and 7 seconds into the game, 10:53 to go in the first. Carter Reynolds intercepts a pass thrown by Spencer Zobro, goes about 25 yards for the touchdown, and just like that, it's 6-0 Lumen Christi. Joe Barrett hit Nick Thomas on a 15-yard touchdown pass with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter, and they did convert the PAT. Nick Thomas threw a little halfback pass to Carter Reynolds. So with 3 minutes to go or so in the first quarter, it was 14-0, and then less than a minute later, Lumen Christi scored again. This time Dayton Keller on a 4-yard run. I think that was after the fumble recovery. So they had kept West Catholic pinned, scored in the north end zone again, and it's 21-0 after Kevin Salazar's kick at the end of the first quarter. About 9 minutes to go in the second quarter, Titans score on a beautiful Nick Thomas 20-yard run. Salazar's kick made it 28-0. And then about 4 minutes to go in the first half, West Catholic was finally able to score. Matt Bilski, a real nice 6-yard run. I think it was on fourth and goal from the six, and he scored, and their kick failed, and that's where we are at the half. Lumen Christi 28, West Catholic 6.
And with about 2 minutes to go, Nick Thomas ran one 63 yards for a touchdown. That was called back on a holding call. So I think you brought up a good point, though, Tom. It got 28-0. You could see
It's
Lumen let down just a little
it's
bit.
It's just human nature.
It is.
You can run a race and be half a mile ahead of people, and you're just going to – it just happens. And it's human nature, and they're kids. And you take a 28-0 lead like that, you make a 28-6 halftime lead, and you're pretty doggone happy.
Yeah. Because like you said, this you know, this isn't chopped liver you're beating 28-6. They won the state championship 5 straight years.
And no team has ever won 6.
Titans will get the ball here as we start the second half. GOC, Tom Ranchford, Mike Reed. Short little kick, and Lumen falls on it, 24-yard line. Wasn't quite an onside kick. They were trying to kick it into a dead zone, and they did a pretty good job of it. Let's see if the Titan offense can get things going here. West Catholic had some stretches where their defense looked good, Tom, but maybe not enough of them.
Yeah.
Here's Barrett off to Big Keller. He's out over the 25, 6, maybe the, looks like the 26. about 3 yards. And Titans look at second and 7.
Johnny Teachout just checked back in at running back. Second and about 7. Keller now back at tight end.
Johnson in motion. They hit him in the backfield.
That's almost a dead giveaway that they're running it there. Nick Thomas, and actually Dayton Keller was the tight end on that side, and they run Kyer Johnson back that way. You can't keep doing the same thing all the time like that, or you're going to get nailed.
And Lumen looks at a 3rd and 11. This would be a real big stop for West Catholic here early in the second half. Barrett with Thomas in the backfield. Back to throw it. Throws and dropped. Keller probably should have had it. The pass was a little low. And I don't think they would have had a first down anyway.
So not
Barrett
a real...
had to reach to, or Keller, excuse me, had to really reach yep. low. He's a big kid, Tom.
Yeah, he has some growing pains too. A quarterback who's really never played under pressure. Replacing a 2-year kid at quarterback when Kucha graduated, he had 2 straight state championships, so an awful lot of pressure on him.
High snap, and that kick is
box.
I think he whiffed on it. He might have whiffed, Tom. And Catholic has it at the 15-yard line.
Well, special teams have cost the Titans dearly over the years, but it's usually not in the punting game.
That was a high snap. Keller made a great catch. I don't know if that was blocked or if he whiffed on it. But West Catholic right in business at the 16-yard line.
10:33 to go in the third quarter. Lumen Christi leads 28-6.
Zobro, the quarterback, out of the gun. Gives it to Patton. He has a couple yards. 14-yard line.
You know, he just kind of tiptoed up to the line. That's not going to get it done. Brendan Doan on the stop.
Second down and 8. I don't know how you can have Bilski in that backfield unless he's hurt. He was by far their most effective player in the first half. And he's not in there, Bilski. He's back to throw. Throws it deep, and that is almost intercepted.
Boy,
Tyron Kane read that beautifully. He had his hand on it, but he had to reach back. If he could have got 2 hands on it, Tommy had a pick.
It sure looked like he was in position to make that grab, and I don't know what happened. He just wasn't able to hold on to it.
Well, that wasn't even his man. He left his
right.
man who but, went to the corner.
But he was there. And from here, we were on a perfect line. It looked like the ball was right to Kane. He just couldn't grab it.
Third down, the ball's just inside the 15-yard line. Zane Way in the backfield with Zobro. Has time to throw, lobs it out here. That one is, should have been intercepted, was dropped.
Well, Walker Plate had both hands on it. Again, that's 2 straight passes that Zobro Jeez. Has thrown that were right into the hands of Lumen Christi defenders.
That'll bring up a 4th. Plate had it, and it bobbled up in the air, and you had 3 or 4 arms grabbing at it. Plate, great coverage by Walker Plate.
Boy, that would have been huge, too. Either one of those, had the Titans been able to grab those, that gets them out of the scoring zone here by West Catholic, giving them one more shot on fourth down and eight from the Titan 14.
Fourth down. Wow. West Catholic takes a timeout. Quick break here. 30 break. We're right back with the big fourth down play on WKHM.
OmniSource of Jackson, your neighbors at work for your community. At OmniSource, their Sharing and Caring Committee promotes in-house fundraisers, with the proceeds going to local charities like the Arts and Cultural Alliance, Habitat for Humanity, Junior Achievement, area schools, and so many more. OmniSource is a local company that supports our community. OmniSource would like to thank all of their employees and customers for allowing them to contribute to local Jackson charities.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Joe Williams out, encouraging that defense. Fourth down coming up for West Catholic. Zobro back there. Bilski's in the backfield. And Zobro back, throws it out here. Caught! Lumen missed the tackle. And that'll be a touchdown.
Kyer Johnson gambled on that. Let him catch it and make the tackle.
That's all you had to do.
He wouldn't have had the first down, and that was a bad mistake.
All you had to do is don't worry about the ball, just make the tackle.
So Zach Patton on the grab, and he gets into the end zone, 14 yards. And with 9:22 to go in the third quarter, it's now Lumen Christi 28 and West Catholic 12.
Well, let's see if they go for two. So two fourth down plays. West Catholic has scored. And they'll go for two here. Bilski's in the backfield. And they're going to pitch it and throw it. And Lumen lost their man. Corner of the end zone, that's two. We have a flag. Well, Lumen really blew the coverage in the corner of the end zone. Left a man standing over there. Flag will bring this back likely. So the officials talk it over. 5 yard walk off. They might want to kick. Nope. Looks like they'll still go for two. The ball's out at about the 8 yard line. Zobro out of the gun from the 8, 2 point conversion attempt. Lumen rushes the quarterback, and that's incomplete.
Walker plate was on his hip. Ball was really kind of just overthrown. And Zobro got nailed by one of the Titans, probably Keegan Smith.
Looking for a flag, no flag. So we stay at 28-12. And really, two disappointing fourth down plays defensively here for Lumen. Really played well as they turned it over at the 16. Looked like they were going to shut him out, Tom, but yeah, there was no reason to gamble. All you have to do is make the tackle. Don't worry about the ball. But they whiffed on the tackle, and West Catholic got kind of a freebie touchdown there. No, Lumen's going to have to get something going on offense. They really, other than a couple big plays, have not. They haven't had that consistent.
Not at all.
And grind them out offense.
And then the glaring weakness was at the beginning of the second half when they just had the three and out and the bad, you know, the bad punt play. Whatever happened down there, gave them the short field and an easy score.
Loose ball picked up. Lumen will have pretty good field position at about the 33-yard line as they go with that punch kick. Langley picked it up. Was able to cover it and bring it back for a couple yards to the 33. One thing you can't get caught up in is running on first down, second down, and then think you're going to bail yourself out on third down. Lumen up to the line quickly. Pitch back to Nick Thomas. Stumbles up to the 35. This is a pretty quick defense for West Catholic. That was just really a yard for Nick Thomas. Lumen looks at second and long. And their 28-0 lead that was a laugher earlier is now 28-12. And certainly some concern on that Lumen sideline. They have nine in the box. Barrett, play action, flips it out here, caught by Keller. He's got a first down, runs over the D-back out to the 47-yard line. Big first down for the Titans.
Well, that certainly helps. Dayton Keller's a very big target, and he was able to open up, caught the ball with both hands, and was able to get a first down for Lumen Christi over the 45 up to the Titan 46-yard line.
So they marked it back one. Johnson in motion. Give it to Nick Thomas. He's crushed.
Yeah, he never had anywhere to go.
Tough to block nine with five or six. And he will give him a yard to the 47. 7:40 to go here in the third. Titans up 28-12. Those extra point misses are big.
Yeah, they always are. Now again, a second straight second and long for the Titans.
Throw it out here to Johnson. He's just buried. Lumen going sideways, not downfield. And they have a third down and nine, and their offense is really not doing much. Big third down play.
Yeah, now third and long, third and nine. We're down to 6 minutes and 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. Lumen Christi leads 28-12.
Suddenly this game is up for grabs. At this point, here's Barrett. Titans have two in motion.
That has to be a penalty.
Herb got a timeout before a flag.
Bobby Willis went in motion to the left. Kyrie Johnson went in motion to the right.
Take a break, quick break, 30 break, right back on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Every day is a great day to be a Viking. Believe the hype. Hello, this is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools, and I have never been more excited to begin a school year. Construction is beginning around the district with new and expanded programming from caring young fives through innovative early college options. Jackson Public Schools is committed to the success of your student. We are building a safer, stronger 21st century district. Join the excitement and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
It'll be interesting here. Big play for West Catholic. They trailed by 16, but they have dominated here lately. Lumen has a 3rd and 9. Barrett fires. Caught! First down! Holy smokes! What a catch by Keller, and he was really hit and held on.
And we mentioned Joe Barrett has a wonderful arm. He stepped right up and drilled that pass into Dayton Keller's numbers on just a little drag over the middle.
Wow.
And he caught it. Big kid, probably 6'4", 225 or 30 pounds. And
Keller took a shot, Tom, as he cut over the middle.
He gave one, too.
He does. He delivers them. Man. Here's Thomas. Dragged down at the 40, just 2 yards there.
For the old-time Titans, that was an eye right and a little wedge play off the left side.
I'll give him an extra yard, give him 3, 2nd and 7.
Double team away from the fake and give yourself a chance to get some yardage. Get 3 yards on first down. As Russell Davis always said, that is a win.
Jack Kelly in. Nick Thomas gets a break. Johnson, the tailback. Teach out, the fullback. Pitch to Johnson. Stays on his feet. Look at Johnson. What a run by Kyer Johnson for a first down.
That was a pretty good run because it was just a toss off the right side, off right tight end.
Looked like he had 2 yards now.
Yeah, he got... A West Catholic kid had both hands on him, but Kyer Johnson continued to run and was able to get that first down. Now all the way down to the West Catholic 31.
Very good run by number 14. Lumen trying to grind out the clock here, get that touchdown back that they really gave away to start this third. Fake to Thomas. Teach out up the middle. And the little fullback has 3 or 4 yards down to about the 27. Last year that was Kyle Minder, I do believe, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He was something.
Well, that's the premier position to win games. Everybody looks at the quarterback, but it's those kind of guys and your line up front.
Second down, about 6 here for the Titans. Barrett is going to be hit in the backfield. Just a full sellout into the backfield. There were 4 Falcons back there before Barrett could breathe.
No, that was a fake trap, a 2-pass left. All 3 receivers were there. The deep cut, the drag by the tight end, and the short fullback out. But the blocking wasn't there. It got bottled up right at the inception of the play. It's a good play, but you have to be able to block it.
3rd and about 12. The ball's back at the 33-yard line. .325 to go in the third. Quarterback keeps it. Barrett for a couple yards. About 3 or 4 yards. And that's going to bring up a 4th down and about 8. That was a bizarre call. If, in fact, that was the play. Barrett, the play from Herb Brogan. Keller is split wide to the left. And Barrett fumbles it, and the ball goes over to the Falcons. Lot of work to do for the Lumen offense.
That one's not a disaster like the one back in your own territory.
Right.
But still, you're going to have the period of time between game one and two, we always say, is the biggest place for improvement, and teams have to, you're going to go into the game knowing that.
So Lumen turns it over. And a first down from about the 31-yard line. And Zobro back to throw. Looks and throws. And that is incomplete. Second down and 10. Lumen's pass defense
is going to
come. It's been pretty good.
2:27 to go here in the third quarter. It is Lumen Christi 28 and West Catholic 12.
They have four wideouts. See if Lumen can get to the quarterback here. And Lumen jumps offside. That was Hunter Denton. Or no, that was...
That's Keegan Smith.
Keegan Smith. Tom?
While we walk this penalty off, good news from Withington Stadium. Jackson High has scored two straight times. Xyre Edwards had a three-yard run, and that tied it up at 14. And then they scored again just now. So with a minute and 9 seconds to go in the third quarter, it is Jackson High 21, Ipsy 14.
Go Vikings. Second and five after the five-yard penalty. Here's a sack. Well, we got back there. Was that Lucas?
Yeah,
Patrick Lucas.
Along with Keegan Smith. And as soon as Zobro hesitated, it looked like he pumped once. Those two guys were just draped all over him.
Third and 10 now for West Catholic. Getting Lumen up 28-12. Bilski's back there with Zobro at the 26-yard line. Rolls, looks, he's being chased. Fires it out here, intercepted! Two players have that.
Tipped by Nick Thomas and caught by Bobby Wilson for the interception. So a minute and 41 to go in the third. Lumen Christi will get the ball in great field position with a 28-12 lead.
Go for the jugular here?
You know, normally you would say yes, but I think they've got other things to, and they very well may do that.
Nick Thomas tipped that pass, and Bobby Willis was there to pick it off for the Titans. They have the ball at the West Catholic 42-yard line. Eye in the backfield. Thomas off the left side. He runs hard. He's got about 5 yards down to the 38.
Hey, we're down to a minute and a half in the third quarter before we go to the break. Jackson High's two touchdowns to take the lead. First one scored by Xyre Edwards. Second by Mickey O'Dowd. And that, with a minute to go in the third, Jackson High does lead now 21-14.
That game, by the way, on K105.3. Steve Boyle and company. Second down and six here for Lumen. Less than a minute to go here in the third. Pitch it back to Johnson. He's tripped up. Just barely got back to the line of scrimmage. Doyle came up out of the secondary. Nice play. Mitchell Doyle, senior D-back.
I think to go back to your point right after on the quick change when the Titans got the ball on that interception that was tipped by Thomas and caught by Bobby Willis, you probably, when you're a little bit more polished, could do something and go to the end zone. But here I think they're better off just doing what they really are going to need to do here and find out who the heck can block and what offensive sets are going to work for you.
Third down and six. Teach out up the middle. Down to the 24. That'll bring up a fourth probably about two.
That's a good run, and he is a tough, tough runner.
And that ends the third quarter. 28-12 Lumen after three. We're back in 1 minute on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back here to start the fourth quarter. Big play here for Lumen. They have a fourth down, probably about two and a half at the West Catholic 34-yard line. Nick Thomas looks like he's got a first down, but it depends on the spot. I don't know if he got a good one. Boy, it looked like he was rolling to the first down. We'll see where they put it. Lumen says they got a first down, but they said that earlier and they didn't. As they stretch the chains out. West Catholic ball. Wow. Looked like Thomas had that easily. And Lumen turns it right back over. Count on their defense here. Well, West Catholic not out of it, and they are explosive. Zobro back to throw. Throws it long down the sideline. Caught. Kane was out there, but that was one of those back shoulder throws. 45-yard line, first down, West Catholic. Plus, you can't get to the quarterback. It's a little quick three-step drop and just throw it down the sideline. That was a beautiful throw by the quarterback.
Yeah, he does. He's got a good arm, and he delivers it very nice.
Zobro back at the 50. Looks a lot of time. Now he's steps out of a tackle. Breaks another one. Finally hit down at the 36-yard line. Well, Zobro did a nice job there. He's been like a sitting duck earlier for the Lumen defense. Lumen trying to shift some fresh defenders in there. This is a different scenario for Lumen. They've got a lot of guys going both ways. And about this time, you get a little
tired.
Tuckered. Second, just a yard. Back to throw it. Wide open, caught. Lumen misses a tackle. Should have been a hold out there. The D-back just grabbed. Or the wide receiver grabbed the Lumen D-back, so he couldn't make the tackle. And it's a first down, West Catholic. They're down at the 16-yard line.
That was Matt Bilski on the catch from Zobro. Brendan Doan on the stop for the Titans. But when you got linebackers making tackles on pass plays, you're in trouble.
From the 16, throw it again. Rushes on, and he's sacked. 22-yard line.
Yeah,
Nick Thomas.
Looked like he was shot out of a cannon. Very nice play. The Titans definitely needed that. Loss of about 7 or 8 yards.
Seconds, about 17. Nick Thomas, he is a pretty good player.
Lumen Christie still leads by 16, 28-12. Clock runs under 10 minutes to go in the game.
Two running backs, rare set, and they give it off to one of them. Ooh, just tripped up.
Is that Patton?
Zach Patton. Got about 3 yards, but he was close to breaking it,
yeah,
Tom.
Somebody got an arm on him and brought him down.
Third and 13. Nine, 10 to go. Third and 13. It seems like West Catholic has looked at this type situation all night. Zobro back to throw. He's in. And down he goes. Way back at the 32-yard line.
Nick Thomas again. Two straight sacks off that edge.
Brendan Doan got back there. And so did Pat Lucas. But Nick Thomas, what a game. And it is fourth and forever here. Fourth and about 25 or 6. And now you just make the tackle. It's fourth down. And a timeout, West Catholic. Timeout of town.
Well, Ipsy just scored, so with 11-11 to go in the game, it is, and the two-point conversion failed. So with 11-11 to go in the game, Jackson High still leads Ypsilanti 21-20. Elsewhere in the SEC White, Adrian Ipsy Lincoln was beating Adrian 21-0. Of course, Adrian comes to Withington Stadium next Friday night to play Jackson High. Chelsea was beating Dexter 20-6, and Pinckney is leading Tecumseh 24-14 with about 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. In the Interstate 8, it's Jackson County Western over Lansing Eastern 49-14 at the end of the third quarter. Northwest now has opened a 28-7 lead over Eaton Rapids, and Marshall still leads Freeland 13-7. Grass Lake over Stockbridge 34-12 at the half. Adrian Madison over East Jackson 21-6. And Clinton is hammering Manchester 54-14. Outstate, Pawama Westphalia leads Ithaca 24-0. And Muskegon, De La Salle is caught up. It's Muskegon 23, Warren De La Salle 21 at the end of the third quarter.
Fourth down here for West Catholic. They need about 25. They throw it out here. It's caught. Lumen misses some tackles, but they're able to wrap him up about the 17-yard line.
Nick Dorado on that catch, just a little right flat pass. Safe pass. They were just banking on breaking a tackle or two.
Good job by the Titan defenders over there. Bobby Willis, Brendan Doan.
Okay, we're down to 8 minutes and 5 seconds to go in the game. Lumen Christi with a 16-point lead and the ball deep in their own territory. You desperately need a couple of first downs here.
Brendan Doan kind of shaking up or might have a cramp.
How many first downs in the second half?
For Lumen?
Three.
I don't think they have that
Two?
Many. Like to get a couple here. Like a little Johnson there slipped through and got about 4 yards, almost five, out to the 22. Lumen just wants the clock running here with 7:45 to go. Just past 9 o'clock. WKHM Jackson.
Just a little past.
Couple. So are the Lions playing yet?
Yes.
Are they?
Yep. My correspondent in the Tampa area, Zeke Bartosik, with the update on that as he's out enjoying the lovely thunder and lightning and pouring rain in the Pinellas County area.
Here's Nick Thomas. Got it out over the 25, about the 27-yard line. Still running. They kind of whistled him out of about 2 yards there. That'll bring up a third and short. And Lumen has not been particularly good on this, Tom.
Not really. They're
been stopped a couple times in this scenario.
It's a little bit of experimentation, but I would think on third and one, you get the ball into your best player's hands. Now, there's a little unbalanced situation this way.
There goes Keller! 50, 40, 30, 25-yard line. Are you kidding me?
Well, a straight shot right up the gut by your best player in that case is Dayton Keller. You've either got Keller or Nick Thomas. You do have a lot of weapons, and you got a great offensive line. Just punch that hole right on a dive at six, and you got yourself about 50 yards, and you are out of the hole now. 6:23 to go in the game. Lumen Christi with a 28-12 lead, and first and 10 at the West Catholic 23.
Unbelievable. How did Keller get through? They had 11 in the box. They knew Lumen was going to run it on third and about two. And Keller broke right through the middle somehow. And there's a dive by Johnny Teachout down to the 15-yard line.
Think about it. Sometimes you can try all this fancy stuff. You can change personnel. You can wide out, motion, this and that. What's going to win the game for you? A couple of beautiful plays at the six hole right up the middle.
Right up
just
the gut.
Hit them right in the gut. Safe, simple, pure football.
Real juggling act, though, this year for the Lumen coaches, something they're not used to, is really being short players and trying to keep kids fresh. Another fumble by Barrett on the snap. Let's see if Barrett got it back. He did, I believe. And that'll bring up a third and about two.
By the way, the Lions are underway. There's the good news.
I'll tell you one thing.
It's already 7-0 Tampa.
You can't beat anybody if you can't get the snap, Tom. That's about three of them tonight.
See, he probably just should have called a timeout. The linemen were moving all over the place. Somebody was on the left side.
Right.
They had to move them to the right. They were confused. I think with a little bit of experience, you may just take a timeout and get out of that.
There's Keller. And he's down to about the 11. That'll be a first down, Lumen. 4.5 to go. Lumen trying to ice this thing. After really kind of struggling here in the second half.
Yeah, they did have a struggle offensively. And then they do this where they can go from the minus 30 to the plus 12-yard line.
Turnover.
In a blink.
Defense almost bailed him out of that turnover from the 11. Nicky Thomas. What a cut by Thomas. Touchdown. Nick Thomas, great cut at the tackle location. He cut into the middle of the field wide open. And the Titans wrap this one up 34. And for the extra point.
Well, that's a pretty good, you've got a pretty good group of kids there with Nick Thomas and Dayton Keller running the ball. Throw in Johnny Teachout. You've got a young quarterback, basically, who's a senior, played a bit, but not under pressure. He'll get better. He's got a great arm.
Exactly.
They've got a nice offensive line. They'll gel. That offensive line is been the backbone of this team since I was a kid in the early 70s. It's been, you know, you're not going to win anything without a good line. You play hard. You play smart. You got to fix some of the special teams again. This time it looks like the punting could be the problem.
Well, a couple high snaps.
Yeah, I mean that's an issue, and you got to shore that up. PAT kicks. We saw Salazar hit a couple of them today. A couple of great kickoffs into the end zone. So there's things to work with. Quite honestly, They might not go two more months without having to punt again. You know, maybe until you hit Harper Creek.
Well, let's face it. This is their toughest game of the year tonight. Right.
Yep. And they'll have a good one next week at Western, and then, of course, Harper Creek.
Coldwater, maybe.
Yeah, legit.
But I don't think they're West Catholic.
No, no.
Thomas went down. Boy, Thomas is taking a pretty good beating tonight.
Yes, he is. So the run failed. And
run fail.
4:07 to go in the game. Lubin Christie 34, West Catholic 12.
Take a break. 1 minute. We're back on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Hey, we're back here. West Catholic at the 30-yard line. Nice run back of that kick. And we're just trying to get out of here without an injury. Probably to me. 4 minutes left. Zobro. Back to throw. Flares it out there. Lumen misses one tackle. Two, three. Four.
Get ready to start saving during Menard.
Wow. Very sloppy tackling there by Lumen. And they get it all the way up near midfield.
You know, it's not going to get any easier for West Catholic. Next week they play Lansing Catholic. Lansing Catholic hammered Waverly tonight 42-0.
I'll take West Catholic next week. Zobro back, looking and throwing long. And that is incomplete. Bobby Willis running right with the intended receiver. Zobro can really throw it, Tom.
Yeah, he can. He's got a beautiful fluid delivery, and he threw a nice spiral.
That was intended for
Dorado.
Dorado.
And actually, he got a step on Willis there. If that ball was about a yard farther, he may have been able to catch it.
Second and 10. They're signaling the plays in from the sidelines. Little confusion. Now Zobro back. Being chased. And he got away from one, but not two and three. Nick Thomas, again. He has about 112 tackles here tonight. Third down, six or seven. 3:20 left. Again, they've got a thriller on K105.3. Jackson up a point over Ipsy, 21-20. Zobro is hit, and down he goes. Way back, 42-yard line. Carter Reynolds. He's had an excellent game.
Yes, I was about to say that. He's had a terrific game. About a minute into the game, he stepped in front of a pass from Zobro and intercepted it. And
maybe set the tone for the whole year.
Certainly did. Set the tone for this evening anyway, as the Titans took an early lead off that interception return for a touchdown by Carter Reynolds.
Subway Sub Shops on the post-game show. They can feed the whole team at Subway. Pass out in the flat. A lot of hitting, Tom.
Yeah, this is a good, clean game.
That was fourth down, and Lumen can run the clock out. Ball's at the 45. They were just a few yards short of a first down there. Maybe that... maybe that'll clear the parking lot out here.
By the time we disconnect all this stuff.
Yeah, this will be a ghost town.
Big part on
couple of the subs in. Quarterback is Brendan Wilson. Number nine is Brendan Wilson, the fine junior quarterback.
Let's take a break. 34-12, we're back in a minute on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Well, nice run here by Wayne Nelson. He just ran over about three defenders. Sounds like a country singer. Well, I don't know if he sounds like one. There's a first down. The backup group. James Glaspie on the carry. First down, 45-yard line.
Cody Barks in, and Brock Fitzpatrick out for the Titans. Brendan Wilson, the junior quarterback, at under center.
Ball. Fumble. Got to get the snap. Yeah, West Catholic recovers.
Well, you've got a bunch of offensive linemen in there that are getting their first varsity action, too, and
got to get the snap.
Yeah, those things happen. Hey, Jackson Hyde just scored again. Micah Kretzinger on a two-yard run. So with 3:47 to go in the game, they missed the extra point. But Jackson Hyde does lead Ipsy 27-20, 3:47 to go in the game.
Got to make those extras, Tom. That could have been a big factor here. Could have been. Just a minute to go here. And Zobro is still in the game, and he's going to throw it out here, and it's caught. And they get over near the sideline. I don't think he got out of bounds. Clock's running.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
34-12, our final. And Lumen will play next Thursday, and we will be there at Western against the Panthers. And in 2 weeks, it's a trip to beautiful downtown Coldwater.
For second year in a row.
For the Titans.
We got into the homecoming parade there, I think. Actually, I was able to skirt it by sneaking in the back way.
Well, we'll probably get in it this year. Postgame brought to you by the Jackson Area Subway Sub Shops. Bob Richardson, his great crew. They can feed the whole team at Subway. And our Subway Sub Shop player of the game is Nick Thomas. What a game for Thomas. Offense, defense, everything else. He did it all. He had, he had probably five sacks tonight. And they really needed to get the pressure on that quarterback, and they did for much of the evening. Forced a couple mistakes. Lumen has certainly some areas they need to work on. Despite an impressive win tonight over the Falcons. Tom, what do you got out of town?
Well, over at Withington Stadium, there was only 3.5 minutes left. Jackson High was leading Ipsy 27-20. I think we can probably, by the time we finish this out-of-town scoreboard, we'll have a final.
Hopefully.
Unless that thing goes into overtime. Also in the SEC White, Ypsilanti Lincoln was leading Adrian 35-8. Jackson High does play Adrian next Friday night from Withington Stadium, and we'll be there on 970 and 101.5 FM. A final in the SEC, White saw Chelsea beat Dexter 34-20. I think Jackson may be playing Chelsea in week three. Also in the SEC, Pinckney leads Tecumseh 31-14 with a minute to go in that game. Pinckney over Tecumseh. Can honestly say I'm not real sure what we're going to get into with Jackson in the SEC, but those are all legitimate football schools. I got a feeling Ipsy Lincoln is going to be good because they're just pounding Adrian. In the Interstate 8, Western was leading Eastern pretty easily. Lansing, Eastern, not very good. Not really. And they've moved into the second level of the CAAC, where Sexton's way down into the lowest level. So it's Western 49, Eastern 14 late in that game. Northwest had a 28-7 lead at Eaton Rapids. Nothing in on Coldwater and Hazlitt, and nothing in on Harper Creek and Benton Harbor. But I only have a halftime score in the other game where Marshall was leading Freeland 13-7. Of course, last night, Williamston hammered Battle Creek Penfield 51-16, and Middleville easily beat Hastings 28-6. And as you look at the rest of that Lubbock Christie schedule, you know, I kind of said it half off the cuff, but they may not punt again until possibly Coldwater or maybe even Harper Creek. It's one of those situations that, but they do certainly have things to work on.
Herb thought Western would be pretty good.
I think so. Every time we've been over there to see them, you could tell they're well coached. Dave Mifsud is a cagey, wily veteran.
They've got
some good kids.
Very good coach.
Yeah, Pape at quarterback, Raskowski, the plate kid. They've got some pretty good players. Hey, in the Cascades, I only have one final tonight. Michigan Center did beat Homer 29-0. I had a partial. Grass Lake was leading Stockbridge 34-12 at the half. Adrian Madison was leading East Jackson at the half 21-6. And Clinton late was leading Manchester 54-16. Now, at halftime outstate, Pawama Westphalia is leading Ithaca 24-0. That is, to me,
the biggest stunner of the night.
Sure is. A bunch of finals. Muskegon, Warren De La Salle got close. They got to 23-21, but Muskegon poured it on. They beat De La Salle 36-21. Muskegon going after their first back-to-back state championship ever.
Was that in Hackley, Michigan?
No, that was at Hackley Stadium in Muskegon. So Muskegon has won a whole bunch of state titles, but they've never won two in a row. In the Metro Detroit area, Farmington-Harrison in their final season of existence and the last season that John Harrington was going to coach, Farmington-Harrison beat North Farmington 41-0. Clarkston beat Granville 19-12. That's a pretty good bus trip for one of those. Lansing Catholic beat Waverly 42-0. And it was Muskegon Catholic, and I mentioned this one because Muskegon Catholic has accepted West Michigan Christian into their co-op, so that's going to bump them from D7 probably to Division 6. And immediately that's going to make them a force in D6, probably is where they're going to be. They hammered a very good Algonac team from the St. Clair River. Muskegon Catholic 35, Algonac 7.
So Tom Jackson just recovered a fumble at the 5-yard line with a minute to go.
As Ipsy was getting ready to
score. Ipsy was going for the tie. Jackson High has recovered a fumble at the 5-yard line with a minute left.
And a 27-20 lead.
Wow, they got a thriller over there tonight.
Yeah. Hey, the people I talked to and the coaches that, you know, after their scrimmage, and they had a pretty nice scrimmage with Grand Haven and Battle Creek Lakeview and Mason and Portage Northern beat them pretty bad, but the Vikes beat Grand Haven, and they obviously handled Mason and Battle Creek Lakeview without much difficulty. But if you can go into a scrimmage and handle Grand Haven, you're going to be all right.
All So it looks like Jackson will hang on to win that game. You want to catch the wrap-up on that is on K105.3.
So what do we got tomorrow morning?
All the scores.
Where?
101.9 FM, but starting next week.
Not tomorrow, next week.
Not tomorrow, next week. We'll be on 101.9, 970, and 101.5.
Still, I'm going to have people calling saying, hey, what station are you on?
We can tell them we're on most of them.
And, of course, WKHM.com online.
Yes, absolutely. We'll be on and the wildly popular Jamie McKibben Outdoor Show, 8 to 11 every Saturday across the network. We'll see you tomorrow for Denny's and Polly's Country Markets. Again, Nick Thomas, our Subway Sub Shop Player of the Game tonight for Lumen Christi as they roll past Grand Rapids West Catholic 34-12. Titans at Western on Thursday, and we'll be there for that tilt. And then next Friday, it's Jackson High Adrian here on the network. For Mike Reed and Tom Ranchford, GOC, thanks for your time this time. Till next time.
Tonight's coverage of high school football on Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM was brought to you by
Jackson Area Subway Restaurants, the Jackson YMCA, Denny's, Lumen Christi Catholic School, Al Roe Steel, American Title Company, Jackson Public Schools, Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, Jimmy's Towing, Northwest Community Schools, OmniSource, County National Bank, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Orthopedic Rehab Specialists, Able Heating and Cooling, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Advanced Fluid Technologies, Jackson Speedway, Seymour Ford, Candy's BZB Cafe, and Eiselhart Nissan.
Visit WKHM.com for a complete game schedule and audio archive.